Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We're talking today to Dr. Will Varner about his new book. Well, it's not as new anymore. It came out a year or so ago, The Apostolic Fathers, An
Yes.
Introduction and Translation. Great to have you with us. Welcome.
Oh, it's always good to be with you, Fred. Appreciate your pastoral and also your online ministry like it. I really
Yeah,
do.
Well, thanks. You've had quite a spate of published books in the last few years. You plan to keep up the pace, or is this kind of your last hurrah, or what?
This is my last hurrah, Fred. Unlike Jack Benny, I'm no longer 39. He always used to say that.
Yep.
I'm 77. So, yeah, there has been a spate of books, and it's like I want to get these out. And there's a couple more, one that I finished and one that I'm working on with my former student. We're waiting to see the publication of Matthew. And then my former student and I are working on a more academic commentary on Hebrews. Yeah. So,
well, this one on the Apostolic Fathers, it's a little out of your wheelhouse, isn't it? I mean, you've done some Old Testament messianic prophecy. You've done three books on the Messiah, or four, I guess, or something like that. You've done James. You're doing Matthew, Hebrews. And now Apostolic Fathers. What brought all this about?
Yeah, well, I want to tell you, the Apostolic Fathers was not in my theological preparation. You know, undergrad, seminary, graduate school. I came to the Apostolic Fathers late, all right? But it was by way of my Greek courses. In some of my Greek reading courses, there would be an excerpt from the Didache, the teaching of the 12 apostles, and we would translate it. It's the famous or infamous section on baptism. And we would translate that, and I said, I like this. So then I got into the Didache, translated it, loved it so much that I actually published a commentary on the Didache. Later, I was invited to contribute a commentary, because they knew of my interest in the Apostolic Fathers, on Second Clement. That was published. And recently, Zondervan and a professor in Edinburgh has invited me to write a chapter on the writings of Papias, the fragments of Papias. So by that time, I said, hey, listen. So I started to get into the other ones. I translated them all. And this book is a result of that. A guy who came late to the Apostolic Fathers, but who appreciates them. Of
Well, you know,
course,
I think
no, they're not scripture. We know that. But it's interesting to see what these guys that lived within one or two generations of the apostles believed and taught.